Anti-Taliban activists in Afghanistan are asking world leaders not to recognize the new interim Afghan government. There are no women in the Taliban cabinet. It even includes an extremist on the FBI's most wanted list, a far cry from the inclusive, moderate leadership many had wanted. For more on what this all means, we're joined by NPR's Jackie Northam in Islamabad, Pakistan. Jackie, welcome.
Thank you very much.
This new interim government is made up of a lot of the old guard. Tell us who they are.
You're right. I mean, there are a lot of familiar faces here that have been with the Taliban for many, many years. The new head of the Afghanistan's government, interim head, is a man named Mohammad Hassan Akhund, and he's considered a hardliner. You know, absolutely. He comes from Kandahar, which is the birthplace of the Taliban, and he's held various leadership roles over the years, including foreign minister and then deputy prime minister when the Taliban ruled Afghanistan in the 90s. So he's got experience. Abdul Ghani Badardar, now this is interesting. He heads the Taliban's political officer. He's going to be the interim deputy prime minister. But this was a surprise, as he was really widely expected to lead the Taliban government. There's a couple others. You know, there's the son of Mullah Omar, who founded the Taliban. He's now the interim defense minister. And then we have Sirajuddin Haqqani, who is basically on a wanted list with the U.S. and the FBI, and he has a, you know, a $5 million bounty on his head. So, you know, those are some of the people that we can expect that will be running Afghanistan in the next short while, and maybe once they finalize the government as well.
Haqqani, as you mentioned, the U.S. considers him to be a terrorist. They put him on the FBI most wanted list. Can you tell us a little bit more about why he's on the FBI most wanted list?
Absolutely. He's part of a network, if you like, a terror network. It's actually called the Haqqani Network. And he himself has been behind a number of really large terrorist attacks, you know, in Afghanistan and here in Pakistan as well. And as I said, you know, he's got a multi-million dollar bounty on his head, and he will be the interim interior minister.
The backdrop of all of this, of course, is that the Taliban assured the U.S. and all of its allies that they'd attempt to be more inclusive and moderate. These appointments, do they show us just how little the Taliban has really changed?
Yes, it would appear that way. I mean, I think the U.S., its allies, were expecting something a bit broader as far as the government was concerned, at least different ethnic groups, if you like, or perhaps even a woman. And what's interesting is the fellow that I was saying that should have been, everybody was expecting, Abdul Ghani Badardar. What's interesting with him is that he is considered a moderate, if you're talking in Taliban terms. He is seen as a conciliator. He was the one that was involved in the peace negotiations. And he is not the leader at this point. And that tends, you know, analysts here feel that they will not be as moderate as people hope they were, just because of Badardar not getting in there. And certainly the fact you have no women, you have no different ethnic groups, anything like that.
What has the U.S. said about this and its allies?
Well, it's interesting. The State Department put out a statement yesterday, and it just said, you know, it's concerned about the affiliations and the track records of some of those people now holding posts in Afghanistan's government. But you can almost see they don't want to be too aggressive, too forward-leaning, too harsh at this point, because there are still a lot of Americans in Afghanistan, and they need the Taliban's help.
What has been the reaction where you are in Pakistan?
It's been kind of muted. Pakistan is in sort of an interesting position when it comes to Afghanistan. You know, they've got long ties with the Taliban. Pakistan wants security. It wants stability in this region. You know, the intelligence chief was in Kabul over the weekend. How much Pakistan still has influence over the Taliban is hard to say. People are, I think, almost taking a wait-and-see attitude here as well.
You mentioned there aren't any women in this cabinet. Right. What do these new government appointees signal about the future for Afghans? I mean, all of these demonstrations are happening. They're being put down violently by the Taliban. They beat women who are protesting for their rights. What does this actually mean in the long term, possibly?
Right. I mean, if the Taliban is, you know, saying out of one side of their mouth that they're going to be moderate and that, you know, people are going to have a say, and then you see these protests being put down violently, you know, women are getting rifle butts in the heads and things like that. I think what's really interesting is that people are still going out to demonstrate. You know, they know what the Taliban is like, but it just, you know, they've had these, you know, relative freedoms for 20 years, and all of a sudden they're being taken away. And it just strikes me that they're almost impromptu, these demonstrations, and they're passionate, and people are coming out. They know what the Taliban can do. They can kill them, you know, during demonstrations like this. And you've got to admire them, that these people are still coming out, and a lot of them don't have their faces covered, so they can be tracked down.
NPR's Jackie Northam, as always, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.